This morning's hymn and scripture reading is... How's that? Two for one, right? Is Acts 9:36 through 43. Just to give you a little background on Acts. The book of Acts was written by Luke, a friend of Paul, sometime between 62 AD and the middle of the next century. The book really should be regarded as the Acts of the Spirit of Christ working in and through the apostles. 10 days after the Lord's ascension, he fulfilled his promise to his disciples, and they were empowered and filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's an example of how Peter utilized this power to proclaim the new message of the resurrection of the Savior. Acts 9:36 through 43. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At the time, she became ill and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in the room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent out two men to him with the request, "Please come without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. As the widow stood beside him weeping and showing tonics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them, Peter put them all outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and the widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord.